Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to More Heart Than Talent. Originally was the name of this Facebook Live, and now it is the Golden Mastermind Facebook Live. So welcome. More Heart Than Talent for 19 years in the last 3 years. The Golden Mastermind, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard call. Originally, this call was Facebook Live. Originally, this was a live conference call that I hosted every Tuesday night at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, and it went for an hour. I interviewed exceptional people over the course of my career, Dr. Joe Dispenza, John Assaraf. I interviewed Brian Tracy. I interviewed Jim Rohn, Mark Victor Hansen, Susan Sly, and many, many, many celebrity speakers, authors, success coaches, men and women of influence and affluence. And so for the last 3 years, this has been a Facebook Live at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 Eastern Standard Time. If you're just coming on, thank you for being here on Facebook Live. It is awesome to have you with me here today. I'm going to let the Facebook Live populate, and then I will move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. Today's topic is focus consciousness. Hocus pocus, I'm now in focus. So if you're here on Facebook Live this afternoon, welcome. As I said, I'm going to go ahead and let the live populate, and then I'll move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. So the topic for today's Facebook Live, as I said, is focus consciousness. What does that actually mean? It means that if you are not focused, then you're out of focus. And if you're not focused, there's a high probability that you are overwhelmed. And if you're in an overwhelmed state of anxiety, you're in anxiety, fear, and doubt. And letting go is going to be your ability to separate your feelings from the events that shape them. And as you begin to let go of this anxiety, then you can teach yourself how to focus. A lack of focus is what many people live in. They lack focus. And they lack focus because they don't have clearly defined goals. They don't feel good enough. They hold on to the past. And they over-obligate themselves. They enable other people. And they're not able to focus on themselves. Now, you put that same person in a job, and that person in a job oftentimes is able to focus because the pain is great enough. They'll get fired, they'll get let go, they'll get written up, they'll get criticized, any multitude of situations. But overall, the world lacks focus because we aren't good enough. We live in trauma bonds, panic patterns, anxiety, fear, and doubt. Then you factor the large percent of the world also holds on to guilt and shame, and they're not able to focus on themselves. However, they can focus on other people, and that's a very common commonality. Codependency is driven by being able to focus on others. And when you focus on others and put yourself last, well, then the disappointment, the frustration, and the other emotions associated with abandonment, rejection, and apathy become prevalent energies that we transmute. So being able to focus on yourself also represents a contradiction for many people, because focus on self feels selfish. Focus on self, for many people, it doesn't feel good because they're not good enough. And as you begin to let go, that's the separation of the feelings and the events. I was coaching a woman right the last hour, and I was covering that the terminology, separate my feelings from the events that shape them, that's a Louise Hay affirmation. I learned it in 1989. I originally was given the book by an old girlfriend who said, I just got this great book, and she sent it to me. Now, at the time she sent it to me, I was a practicing alcoholic addict, so it collected dust on my shelf. I'd never heard of Louise Hay. I had been introduced to spirituality through Unity Church, and that same girlfriend also used to read the Daily Word, which was a 30-day affirmation. So I was reading some of that, but I was in the throes of addiction. When I became clean and sober, I started to read Think and Grow Rich, John Bradshaw, Coming Home, Healing Your Inner Child. I started reading How to Win Friends and Influence People. And then I came across Florence Scovel Shinn's book, The Game of Life and How to Play It. And then I started to read Louise Hay. And so the reason that most of society is not able, it's not they're capable, but they don't focus, is because they have so much anxiety about the outcome, and then they're not good enough. Now, if you find yourself in this category occasionally, frequently, or a lot, then this content is specifically for you to understand that focus is an energy, and it comes from a relaxed energy. You can't be intense about it. Mark Saunders is on today's Facebook Live. Krista, good to see you. Bernice, good to see you. Good to see all of you here. Now, how many of you have challenges with focus occasionally? Or how many of you have challenges with focus frequently? If you can be candid, go ahead and let me know here just by saying focus is a challenge for me. Focus shows up in your bank account, because if your bank account isn't flowing, it's going to be a direct reflection of your lack of focus. And creating income, creating money, creating commerce, traffic, creating the energy, the clients, the customers, requires a focus. What happens to many people is their focus is distracted. It's distracted by too many shiny objects, too many obligations, too much overwhelmed, too many things going on at once. Shiny object syndrome, taking on this and that and this and that and this and that. Thank you, Bernice. It's awesome to see you. Mark, same to you. Good afternoon. So Mark Saunders is a top-tier personal trainer. I've been watching some of his videos. He's very focused with his clients on how to create a result. And if you're not focused on that, then you're unfocused. And it doesn't come from hocus pocus, I'm now in focus, even though that's an affirmation. Focus comes from knowing. And when you know what you're capable of, when you know what you're seeking, then focus is much easier. But when you're overwhelmed, when you're not certain, when you're telling yourself you're not good enough, when you live in this energy, it's very easy to get off track. So especially if you're an addicted starter. Many people start and they're not skilled at finishing. It's called the art of the start, and yet it's the facts of the finish. Very few people, the facts are, very few people finish projects. Corey Van Winkle is on today's Facebook Live. Corey's an exceptional closer. He sets records in his job. He's a top-tier closer. He is a finisher. And if you're a finisher, there's a focus in that. And then you factor this. So let's take a look at anger. Anger has a role in focus. So there's anger, hate, resentment, and then there is frustration and disappointment. These are all some of the energies of anger. And many people compare themselves to others, and they're frustrated. And they compare themselves to others, and they're disappointed. And they compare themselves to others, and they're pissed off. They compare themselves to others, and they don't feel good enough. And then the energy of doubt coupled with anger, doubt is the energy that is uncertainty. So if you're angry and uncertain, the ego is going to require something to take the edge off. And that's typically food, chips, snacks, coffees, lattes, and this is if you're sober even. Then if you drink, then there's alcohol to take the edge off. And then if you go to any of the medical institutions, then there's a pharmaceutical medication to take the edge off. And so a large percent of society is walking around medicated, hesitating, levitating, pontificating, procrastinating, getting ready to get ready, lacking focus. I wrote a best-selling book in 2010 called From Procrastination to Production. I sold the rights to that book to a publishing company called Career Press. It became a minor bestseller. It's in most all of the Barnes and Nobles in America still even today. There's at least one or two copies. It went into four languages. And so what procrastination is avoidance. In Latin, it means to avoid. Now, if you find yourself doing this, today is an exceptional day to begin to let go. Cassie, good to see you this afternoon. And you're welcome, Corey. You deserve it. Sales come to me. I never chase sales. The same with me, Corey. I'm able to easily and effortlessly let people go. I was assisting a woman earlier today to understand in selling, people do not ghost you and they're not telling you no. Ghosting is personal. And if you make it personal, then it's personal. If someone doesn't buy from you, they're not buying from you. They're not buying from you usually because they're not interested. The product doesn't inspire them. Any multitude of situations, you want to take the personalization out of it. And then most of society is also not effective at a presentation, qualifying the prospect from the time, asking the questions in a sequence, and then has anxiety about selling, and then that takes them out of focus. So mouth moves and says, I want $100,000 income. Mouth moves and says, I want $100,000 a month income. That's how the mouth moves. But the reality of the situation is there has to be a focused energy in a relaxed presence. So if you're so fucking intense, you're going to alienate people and your energy is not attractive. And then if you're really weak and meek, then that energy, people don't respect you. So in focused energy, you're focused on the outcome. Michael Cole, my brother. Good to see you, Michael. Michael brings his Hollywood good looks to Facebook Live here this afternoon. And Alejandra, good to see you this afternoon. So for those of you just dialing in here late this afternoon, I'm covering focused consciousness. Now, focus consciousness means focus awareness, focus understanding, focus reality. So the affirmation is that you want to use affirmation, especially in this, I'm able to focus in a relaxed body. So if you're in an anxious body, there's no way you can focus because you're distracted about the outcome that hasn't happened. So when you're focused, you want to be as cool as the other side of the pillow. When you're focused, you have ice in your veins. When you're focused, you're in a relaxed body. Cassiopeia Turcott was a top-tier high school basketball coach for many, many multiple years. And she had a really exceptional record when she stepped down from coaching, like 80 wins and 30 losses, somewhere in that ballpark. Cassie, what was your lifetime record? It was really good. So she was a great coach, and she was also a skilled jump shooter, rebounder, free throw shooter. Shooting a free throw in a live game, a free throw means a 15-foot shot in a lane with four other players on each side of you, your teammates and their teammates, and fans all around you. And it requires you to, there's a certain level in shooting a free throw. Cassie, you know this, it's like this. There's a release point, it goes like this. Now, if your arm goes out like this in shooting a free throw, you've lost your focus. If you look over at the cheerleaders, or if you're a woman and you see some sexy dude in the stands over there, you've lost your focus. If you look at the coach and the coach is pissed off and chewing a towel like this, like, you better make this, Combs. And if you're like that, so if you do that, you're going to choke and you've lost your focus. And if you watch the game last night, if you watch Kansas and North Carolina, I didn't watch the game. I don't watch sports the way I used to, but I was an all-state high school basketball player. My father's a Hall of Fame basketball coach. I played against Clay Johnson in college. Clay Johnson scored 71 points against us in a college game. He's the best player I ever played against. He played at University of Missouri and played 3 years in the NBA. I mean, the guy could jump out of the gym and he could tomahawk dunk in 1977. He was an amazing athlete. And I mean, he was 6'4". He could touch the top of the backboard. He just had exceptional skills. And I was never focused in college because I was so pissed off and angry. I didn't get a college scholarship. I walked on, made the team, had a chip on my shoulder, and could not focus. I was already a drug addict, alcoholic, sex addict, and could not focus. And so when I became clean and sober, I took my athletic ability that was left unresolved, my athletic ability that was unfinished, my athletic ability that was rusted in potential, and I brought it into business. And when I became clean and sober, a lot of the noise started to lift from me. I still had the I'm not good enough syndrome. That was a 10-year process to begin to let go of that I'm not good enough. But I was able to bring that inspiration of wanting to be an all-state athlete, a college scholarship, or professional athlete. Two of my friends played professional sports, and another one made it to AAA baseball. Rick Everly, I grew up with him. He made it to Winnipeg with the Toronto Blue Jays. He played AAA baseball. I was in punt, pass, and kissed with him in the fourth grade. Went to a rival high school, and I played junior college basketball with him. Gary Gaetti, my college friend, played 19 years in the major leagues. And Bill Whitaker, one of my best friend, Chris Whitaker's brother, played 4 years in the National Football League. I mean, that's what I wanted to do, a paid gladiator. Well, that didn't happen for me. And I was able to find my focus in business. I was able to find my focus in free enterprise. But I was not no overnight success. I went 8 years of up and down, finding myself, reading books, going to 12-step meetings, and then eventually finding my focus. My focus would get lost in anger. I'd get so pissed off, jealous, and envious of other people, then I'd grind my teeth and create a headache. And then I was trying to make up for lost time, and by God, I'm going to do this if it kills me. Well, scars are souvenirs. You never lose. The past is never far. That's one of those scars that an addict does with you take the razor and you just cut right down it just so you can bleed to take the pain off. And addicts are very, very dramatic. We do bizarre things to create drama. And drama is also what takes you out of focus. Drama, chaos, overwhelm, codependency, enabling, over-obligating, doing more for others than you do for yourself will just suck the life out of you. Carlene, how are you this afternoon? So good to see you. And unfortunately, this is what many people do. Focus is a skill, say it. Focus is a skill. I'm becoming skilled in a relaxed body, focusing on what's important to me. And you there's other people you focus on, but you also have to have a space in your house of pleasure for you, and you focus on you. And you can focus on teammates, you can focus on family. But if you're out of balance in focus, if you're 80-20, 90-10, 85-15, it better be more than 50-50, because you are responsible for your livelihood. You're responsible for your commerce. You're responsible for your money. You're responsible for the life that you want to live. And if you're just barely getting by, then your focus requires a change. If you focus on debt, if you focus on poverty consciousness, if you focus on lack, if you're focused on not having the money, then your focus is in the wrong area. You focus on, instead of focusing on what you don't want to have happen, you focus on the outcome you seek to create. That's results, by living in the solution. If you focus in sobriety, if you focus on, I hope I don't drink today, I'm going to do my best not to drink. Well, you focus on being sober, not drinking. And so you focus on going to a meeting. You focus on reading a book. You don't focus on, your focus isn't you drive by a liquor store and you go, oh my God. Or you don't let your focus wander when you're an addict. Addicts wander. And when you're emotionally addicted to a set of feelings, you're all over the place. And when you're all over the place, there's no focus. And if you don't have a system, a method, and a routine, I coached Aaron Knight today, and I was assistant Aaron with a plan, on a 10-year plan, on how he can start to create commerce and how, like, money focus, like a relaxed money focus monthly, and then how to set aside a certain amount of money over a 10-year period so that he has a six-figure nest egg. He has a six-figure worth of assets. And this comes from one day at a time. Very few people do this because they're hocus pocus. They're in focus and their focus is all over the place and they want instant gratification and they want it RFN, right fucking now. That's how so many people are. They want it right now. They want it right now and they don't want to pay the price. And if the price isn't paid, then you're going to pay the pain of regret. And that's what many people do by tiptoeing quietly through life, living the pain of regret, and then they end up at their grave in the worst pain of regret saying, wished I would have. Well, the future is right now. It's the present. And if your focus isn't in alignment with your purpose, and then if you don't have a purpose, you don't have any focus. And then people say, well, how do I get a purpose? It's never how do you, why don't you? Why don't you have a purpose? Well, no one's ever taught you would be number one. You're not good enough, number two. You grew up in a family where there's trauma bonds, panic patterns. There was alcohol, violence. You were put in a position to be the caretaker of a family. A multitude of situations robbed you of your innocence. So your focus is focused on rescuing, taking care of people. And then you'll find people to fulfill your feelings. You'll get into dysfunctional relationships. You'll date alcoholics and addicts. You'll find people who have been abused and neglected. And then you'll attract your reality, same people, to fulfill your feelings. I've done it many, many times. I had no idea how codependent I was until I was in my 50s. I thought codependency was for other people because I'm clean and sober. I'm not codependent. Well, reality was I was attracting brokenness to fulfill some of my own brokenness, even though I was clean and sober for many, many years. Susan Dampier, how are you, Susan? So good to see you. Susan, you are crushing your branding. I must admit, you are absolutely crushing it. For those of you, follow Susan Dampier, absolutely. She's a woman, she has six kids, been through, I can say this, she's been through her own set of dysfunctional relationships. Susan's on the other side of it. I've been her coach for 6 years, and if you follow her content, she is crushing it. Now, how do you do this? How do you have a six-figure job and have a six-figure business while having four children at home and being married? Well, ask her. Get a 20-minute coaching session with her. That's how you do it. You do it by being focused. You do it by being a multitasker. I will tell you this. I have coached many, many exceptional women who are focused. Tracy Calvert's on today's call. Tracy has a very successful business. She has daughters. She's been through her challenges, and she has a successful business. I've coached a lot of women who are very, very focused. I also watched Michael Stroup absolutely change in the last 4 years since I met him. I met him in Jacksonville, Florida at a Susan Dampier event. I watched Michael go from being under a six-figure income earner to a multiple six-figure income earner in a short period of time. His son's Nicholas, 17, is on today's Facebook Live. He's learning how to be and stay focused. Michael Cole said, good time manager, right? And you learn how to manage yourself in time. So focus also requires that you let go of over-obligating yourself and you let go of the panic pattern that you operate in. So when you try and pull it off at the last minute, that's not good focus. Great focus comes from being in a relaxed body. It comes from being in consciousness, which is understand, knowing, being aware. It comes from breathing and releasing and letting go. Focus comes from being certain on who you are. If you're not certain who you are, you cannot focus. You'll be all over the map like JoJo the Indian Circus boy and girl trying to please other people. And then when you put yourself last, then you are pissed off. You're resentful. And you think you're getting duped and cheated out of life. And then the communication is, this always happens to me. Well, it does, because you attract your reality, people, and situations to fulfill the neurochemical craving that you become addicted to, disappointment. The cardio cocktail of adrenaline and cortisol is what most people consume. They drink it. Then they eat trans fat. They eat chips. They drink alcohol, Mountain Dew. Have you ever been on an airplane and someone walks by you with the bag of McDonald's and Mountain Dew? And now you're a health advocate and you go, oh my God. Yet once upon a time, you drank that, you ate that. I mean the diet that so much of society consumes. Now, those of you on today's Facebook Live, all of you I know are much healthier. You're much more health conscious. Most all of you have some level of exercise. You have a spiritual program. I mean, you understand this. You're in the metaphysics of life. You've moved out of being overwhelmed, but you still have some remnants of it. So focus is a relaxed skill that you can master. Focus comes from purpose, meaning, and cause. When I used to be in a network marketing company in the 90s, and we were proud patriots, and we were part of a group called We the People, and we used to say we had a cause-driven product. We were attempting to educate the populace on a very, very interesting set of financial situations that was unique. And I'd have to tell you that in a completely different conversation on what I learned in that time frame on constitutional common law, the law of man, and many other techniques and strategies I learned when it comes to money. I met G. Edward Griffin in that time frame. I met other truthers and patriots in that time frame that would have a huge impact on how I perceive life at this point. And it was a very, very unique experience for me because it really assisted me to focus. I was focused, but I had pissed off focus. And so I kept finding businesses that would go out of business. Now, why would this happen? Because I'd have to start over. I required that neurochemical high, that rock bottom, that peak at the top, be the number one income earner in a situation that doesn't happen, then I don't get paid, and then I'm scrambling again. So that was an overwhelmed focus. That was not what I was seeking. And when I started to really understand that, and I started to meditate, I started to breathe, I started breathing exercises that changed my life, let go of the headaches that I'd held on to. I had challenges focusing because I had a headache for 6 years. When I quit drinking, I put so much pressure on myself to try and make up for lost time, for all these things that I'd done to myself, the shame that I was holding on to, the guilt for the things I'd done. And so when I was holding on to that pain, it was creating a subluxation in this side of my neck, because and then I was grinding on this side of my teeth. So my focus was too intense, and I would alienate people, and my energy was not conducive to attracting the type of people I required. So I'd attract pretty little pets and sexy men and women who would need me, and then I'd do everything for them, and I'd close their sales and do their events and fly here and fly there, and I had no duplication. Then I could stay angry. My focus was too intense. When I started to learn this term, relaxed intensity, it changed my focus. So I became much more attractive. My energy changed. It shifted. I moved out of anger. I would go between anger and courage. So I'd get the courage to overcome the situation I created, but then I'd rock bottom again because I wasn't good enough. And as I started to really understand the correlation between lower self, higher self, consciousness, anxiety, fear, and doubt, my focus shifted. So the focus became much more relaxed. People would say, wow, he's too intense. And I'd say, when someone would accuse me of being intense, then I'd get pissed off in my own intensity. I'd go, I'm not that intense. So that was the sensitivity and defensiveness that an addict lives in that wants to be right. So as I learned to let go of being right, being angry, being emotionally unavailable in ways that I was never able to admit, people begin to show up differently. And this is what it means when you say one day, you'll tell me, Jeff, they're showing up. Well, they're showing up because the coaching I did with you started to have a lasting effect, and you started to understand it, and then you started to apply it differently. So in being a mentor to people, I've been able to teach people what I learned. A lot of people that are coaches, they're trying to teach you philosophy they haven't lived. Those of you who coach with me, I was a seven-figure income earner before I ever coached a person. And you'll see a lot of coaches out there in the world today. They have a certificate, or they want to be a coach, and they want to be an influencer and an affluencer, but they don't have any real benchmark. They haven't been through the trenches. They haven't built a business, so they don't know what it's like to build a culture. They don't know what it's like to actually attract that influence to them. And so for you to really understand this, it's to understand that letting go is the separation between a feeling and an event, so that you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feeling. And as you begin to let go of that situation, people will begin to show up in ways that are more unique to you. And this is when you'll find that one person who shows up in your life and produces. Or you'll find that contractor who follows through on what they say. You'll find that vendor who can actually teach you how to create a sales funnel or how to use TikTok. And or your parking space will be there, or the dining space is there. Money shows up in the mail differently than it's ever showed up because your focus has changed. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. If you are on today's Facebook Live and you would like a free 20-minute coaching session with me, reach out and I will accommodate that. If you are a former client and you would like to re-engage with me with one-on-one coaching, I have a unique marketing proposition for you for the month of April. Or if you're an existing client and would like to add on your existing coaching, send me a Facebook message and I will respond to you immediately. Have a great afternoon, everyone. My privilege and pleasure to be here with you. I'll be back here tonight for 2 for Tuesday. Have a good afternoon.